I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us here on the show is one of the best safeties of his generation. You watch him every Sunday night as part of Football Night in America and Sunday Night Football. Former Charger great, former Patriot great. Rodney Harrison joining us this morning here on the show. Rodney, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Doing great, bud. Thanks so much for joining us, man. I appreciate the time. And we were just discussing the New Orleans Saints. Can you put a finger on why the Saints offense has not been as explosive the last month plus as we saw in the early goings of the year?
I can't. It's very difficult to see. I just think that, you know, a lot of times when you have young players, they're trying to figure out where to go, the how long the season is, and that's the problem. You know, we looked at the New England Patriots and see them struggle in the last couple of weeks. They had an opportunity to kind of rest and revamp themselves. But this is a team that's experienced. They have a lot of experienced veterans. They have a lot of guys that have been in playoff situations. And I don't get it with the Saints. They just seem like they're a step off.
Is Sean Payton the gutsiest coach left out of the Final Four?
Excuse me?
Is Sean Payton the gutsiest coach left out of the Final Four after that fake punt conversion deep in his own territory yesterday?
What do you mean? I don't understand the question.
Gutsy is just in terms of going for it aggressively, fourth down situations.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, this is something that he's been – I mean, this is a trend with all the, coaches we see being aggressive, Matt Nagy and Doug Peterson and all those guys. But Sean Payton, I mean, he has a lot of confidence in his offense, and he should. He's got a lot of weapons. They do a great job of spreading the ball around. I think having Ted Ginn Jr. back, I think that's huge for him. But obviously, man, Michael Thomas, how do you not double-team him and take him out the game if you're the defense? It's just inexplicable to me. Just like, you know, you have an opportunity to take away the one guy that can hurt you, and yet he has the biggest game of all the receivers.
Yeah, Michael Thomas, 171 yesterday for the New Orleans Saints. Rodney Harrison joins us here on the show. If you're the Eagles, do you think it's an easy decision to let go of Nick Foles after that? Or do you think there's part of them that is wondering, boy, do we really let this guy go in the offseason?
I don't think it's ever an easy decision when you're letting a really good player go. The way he's kind of the belief that he's put in this team and the type of character that he has. When you lose a guy like Nick Foles, it's not just his playmaking ability, but it's the leadership, it's everything that he stands for. These guys believe in him. And I don't think it's an easy choice, but I think the most logical choice is, hey, we're going to commit to Carson Wentz, and we're going to trade Nick Foles away, hopefully get a number one and number two pick, and continue to build this team. This team is still a very good team. I think they do have to address the running game. They have to find a way, either a running back, to get more consistent, to take a little pressure off of Carson Wentz.
The Patriots were incredible yesterday. Once again, the ruthless efficiency that they play with at home. And yet we haven't really seen that on the road. That's been kind of the tale of two seasons for the Patriots. Yep. Can you explain why they are so dominant in Foxborough and then they don't look that way away from
them? No, I can't explain that. You know, it's hard to explain that, you know, when you're not in that locker room. I think, you know, at times they have a level of complacency when you've had that level of success. You know, and you know, my old school teams, we prepared so hard to be able to go on a road and to be able to go into hostile environments and beat teams, whether it was in the regular season, whether it was in the postseason, whatever it took, you know, it's just a level of preparation and concentration. Those guys proved when they beat the Los Angeles Chargers that they can compete with anybody. And it's funny, we kind of discount how good they are because Rob hasn't looked great, Gronk. Tom Brady hasn't looked great. Edelman looks a little different. But you get those guys a couple weeks of rest and and Belichick, the ability to prepare, I mean, he can compete with anyone.
No doubt. They just absolutely throttled the Chargers yesterday. For Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be a tall test. They'll host, of course, the Patriots in the AFC title game. What have you seen from Patrick Mahomes this season that we don't often see, maybe ever see, from a quarterback of his inexperience?
Well, I mean, just he's unfazed by mistakes. You know, I can say he's truly unfazed. Like, you look at all the quarterbacks, and when they make mistakes, they get upset, and even veteran quarterbacks sometimes it sticks with them and they lose their confidence. this kid, not him. It fires him up. If he makes a mistake, it just ticks him off to the point where he wants to come back and make two or three more plays in order to replace it. And I love that. I love that about him. I've never had a chance until this Saturday to watch him up close and personal and just to see how tall he is. I thought he was like 6'1". It was really neat seeing how big he was and just how mature and how just kind of, for me personally, I can tell a lot about a young quarterback, the way that they deal with the media and just how humble this kid is and how complimentary he is to his teammates. It's just been phenomenal. That's the thing that has impressed me about him.
You played against young quarterbacks that were ascending, and you were a veteran safety on a veteran defense. When in the playoffs that happens, what do the Patriots defense look for, tell signs, to try to maybe discombobulate a young guy like Mahomes that hasn't been in big spots very often like this?
I think the big picture for the Patriots is, hey, you know what? We have to stay patient defensively. They're really good. We can't get upset or down. They're going to make plays. When you understand that you're playing against a great offense and they're going to have the ability to make plays, but some of those things that, you know, you want to eliminate, like the big plays to Tyreek Hill. You don't want to give him a 60, 70-yard bomb. So Coach Belichick is saying, hey, keep everything in front of him. When he's at the line of scrimmage, you're going to jam him and slow him down. Don't allow him a free release. Travis Kelce in the red zone, they're going to double-team him, take him away. They're going to force the young quarterback to try to stay in the pocket, because once he gets outside the pocket, he's a dynamic. He's even more dangerous, kind of like Aaron Rodgers. It's little simple things like that. The Patriots understand they're not going to stop this kid. He's going to make some plays. They're going to gain some yards. They're going to put up some stats. But ultimately, he wants to be tough in the red zone, and he doesn't want to give up those big plays and double-team the guys according to the situation.
Rodney Harrison, former Pro Bowler, former All-Pro, former champion, joining us here from Football Night in America and Sunday Night Football on NBC. You know, last week, Tom Brady made interesting comments saying that he told Jim Gray that he felt like his brain was wired for contact. That helped him stay healthier longer. And this put the censors up on former Patriot Ted Johnson, who felt like it was irresponsible to kind of talk about maybe concussions or CTE this way, like you could treat your brain or teach your brain to do it. And he called out saying, what, Junior Seau's brain wasn't this way, or Andre Waters. And you had played with Junior Seau both in San Diego and New England. When you heard those comments, were you uncomfortable like Ted Johnson was after Tom's
comments? I did not hear those comments. This is the first time I've even heard those comments. I've been traveling on the road. I tell you this, you know, I don't think Tom meant anything by it. I think a lot of times as a quarterback, you don't have contact every single play. So, you know, his response was his response. It doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. That's just his experience and the way he wanted, you know, to talk about that situation. I know a lot of guys suffer from CTE, and a lot of guys have had head injuries. But the thing is this, you just have to do what's best for you. I pray for these guys. I hope they take care of themselves. You know, I've been one of those guys that have had multiple concussions. I try to exercise, try to eat right. You never know what's going to happen to a player long-term with this. I don't think Tom Brady was trying to be sarcastic. I don't think he was trying to make light of the situation, anything like that. I know Tom as a person. I know his heart. I think Tom was just expressing how he felt at that point.
Rodney Harrison joins us this morning here on CBS Sports Radio on behalf of Vizio to promote the TVP Award. We just had Tyler Boyd join us last week. Great young Bengals receiver.
I love him.
More than 1,000 yards receiving this year for the Bengals. And you're obviously involved with this, the TVP Award, recognizing players who are just, they're outperforming their contract, basically. And Blake Martinez, Chris Carson, Boyd, Philip Lindsay, Kenny Golladay, all guys that have done that. Must be fun to be around these young guys as they kind of perform like this.
Yeah, you know what? The funny thing is, I was one of those guys. I was a fifth-round draft choice and out there just playing my heart out. And you see those guys are hungry. But if fans want to determine the winner, they can call. They can go on Vizio.com/TVP to vote. They can vote up until January 20th, and each vote, fans can enter for a chance to win their very own Vizio M-Series 70-inch television and home theater sound system. These guys have worked hard. They've sacrificed a lot. They've overcome a lot of obstacles. And I just, when I look at this list, you know, at first I was thinking Chris Carson, but to me, Philip Lindsay is the guy that best really, undrafted rookie free agent, and he ends up making a Pro Bowl. His team doesn't make the playoffs, but you can't blame him.
No doubt. And he's been such a fan favorite, and everybody loves him. And Philip Lindsay has had just such an exciting, spectacular season for him. So you can vote at Vizio.com/TVP. You have the next 6 days to do so, and you can enter to win your own Vizio TV, which would be a fantastic thing going into Super Bowl season and the offseason, et cetera. Rodney, it's really good to catch up, man. Thanks so much for doing it for us today.
Man, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Rodney Harrison, you too, joining us this morning here on the DA Show. Last year's winner was Alvin Kamara for the TVP award.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.